Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there is an order to life, and although we don't want to look back at our mistakes and we don't want to look back at life to criticize ourselves, we do want to look back at what's happened in the past, the history of things, so that we truly understand how to move forward. And let's talk about Grandma and Grandpa. Grandma and Grandpa, or great-grandma and Grandpa, possibly, met, fell in love, got married, had a family, and bought a little house. And chances are, they were going to live in that house for their entire life. They weren't going to get a bigger and bigger and bigger house. And they wanted to furnish the house, but they wanted nice things. So what did they do? They saved, they scrimped, they bought fine pieces of furniture. And those pieces of furniture lasted a lifetime. They weren't doing what people do today. Well, I'll buy it and then I'll replace it in 2 years. I'll buy a bigger house. Pretty much what Grandma and Grandpa or great-grandma and Grandpa did is they looked for value and they bought value. They didn't change their clothes. They bought expensive clothes that lasted a lifetime. They didn't change things because they were stylish. And nothing that they bought was inexpensive. If they bought a blender and you went into Grandma's house and you looked at the blender and you said, how long have you had that blender? And she goes, well, I've had it 35 years. Or a set of silverware or a set of dishes or almost anything. Anything that they bought value. And today we tend not to buy value. We tend to buy the cheapest possible thing we can find. How does that relate to business? Well, what is your success in business? Your success in business is talent. Your success in business is people, understanding people. And if you understand people and you understand that you're buying talent, not just someone's time, then you'll be successful. So many businesses today are looking at their budgets and they're saying, well, there is an appropriate price to pay for this particular position. There is an appropriate salary. But what do? They try to buy the least expensive person that they can. They try to engage and hire the least expensive person that they can. They don't look at return on investment. They don't say, if I hire this more expensive, more experienced person, someone who can just hit the ground running, who I don't have to train, who absolutely is going to make the business work, I'm willing to pay for it. I'm willing to meet the payroll. I'm willing to pay them more money. No, what they do is they say, oh, here is a person who costs less money to hire. So because they cost less money to hire, I'm going to hire them. And what do they get? They get less results. So when you're looking at your employees, when you're looking at building your staff, when you're looking at building your business, of course we want to pay people appropriately. But what we want is we want the best possible people that we can get in those positions who will create the value and create the sales and create the customer service to make a profit. The least expensive employee is not necessarily the best employee, although your payroll may be lower, your profits may also be lower. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, always hire for attitude. That's the first thing we want to hire for, someone having a good attitude. And my wish for you is the very best year ever, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.